until the end of the season. There is a earlier game 2 weeks from today in Manchester, New Hampshire. I think that game is a 4:05 start, so not a complete early afternoon game. Jaden Hamm, the right-hander, is out on the mound loosening up. Defensively behind him, it's Mendoza in left, Malgieri in center, and Allen is in right. Around the infield for the Seawolves, the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, it's Holton at first, Anderson is at second, Cruz is at short, Soretti is at third, and behind the plate is Valencia, and he had just made the throw down to second base. So now Daylen Lyles strides in. Erie is in their gold tops, or yellow. And the Senators wearing their road red tops. Well, their alternate red tops. They wear these at home as well. So Jaden Hamm out on the mound. The number 9 prospect in the Tigers organization is towing the rubber. Looking in. Glove up to his eyes. And now he kicks and deals. And it's a swing and a miss on the first pitch. And my watch has 1:36. So today's game time and temperature are presented by Jimmy Juice as the next pitch is swung out and missed, and it's 0-2, another fastball. 1:36, and it is a balmy, and I do mean that sincerely, 60 degrees. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. Canned cocktails, carbonated to perfection and dangerously good, available at FNB Field. Here's a drive into left, carrying well, Mendoza back onto the warning track, and he makes the catch, one down. Nalen got good wood on that one. That ball carried well. The wind today is blowing out, and with the warmer temperatures, some of the balls hit last night might find themselves over the fence, certainly find themselves up the alley. Here's Philip Glasser. Did not play in last night's game. By the way, Daylen Lyle went 0-4 last night. Glasser stands in. Wind up first pitch. Strike on the outside part of the plate. Glasser came to the Senators last season, promoted towards the end of the year. The windup by Hamm and the pitch is fouled off straight back. So he has thrown 5 pitches at this point, and they are all strikes. Quickly 0-2. Glasser, a 10th round selection in the 2023 draft out of the University of Indiana. And between Fredericksburg, Wilmington, and Harrisburg last year, he hit 298, 8 home runs, 48 RBIs. An overhand curveball here is high. And the count is 1-2. 1-2. Outfield deep. Much deeper than last evening. The windup, and here's the 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Two down, and here is Yo-Yo Morales. Morales going 0-3 in last night's game. He is the DH today, and he is also not wearing any sleeves under his top. I guess the 60 degrees to him is short sleeve weather today. I'm not sure I'd go that far, but I will tell you the window's open today, which is an improvement over last evening. And now umpire behind the plate stopped play. Now we're ready to go. The windup in the first pitch. And that is in for a strike. 0-1. The 0-1 fouled off, and it's 0-2, another fastball. I think he's thrown one off-speed pitch and everything else fastballs to this point. And Hamm definitely filling up the strike zone here early on. He is into the windup, and the 0-2 is a ground ball sharply hit back towards the middle, but backhanded by Anderson behind second. He stands and throws to first in time for the out. Until the last 3 years, that would have been a hit for the first 130 years of baseball. Not anymore. Nothing across in the top of the first for the Senators. We head to the bottom of the first. Senators did not score. Erie coming up here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Kids, the hunt is on. After the game on April 19th, kids can take the field for an Easter egg hunt with over 4,000 eggs. Plus, don't miss your chance to meet the Easter Bunny. He'll be hopping by at 3:30.
Seawolves fans, remember, as you are enjoying the ball game, the company of friends and family, and making memories, support. Drink responsibly.
Bottom half of the first inning, Dustin Sines out on the mound, the left-hander in his first start this season facing Carlos Mendoza, and the first pitch is up and in for a ball, and it's 1-0. Can hear a fire truck going on the road just beyond the right field fence, and unfortunately, it is, well, I thought it was pulling into the arena, but it looks like it is going up the street opposite of the arena. The 1-0 pitch is chopped on the left side, charging and up with it at shortstop is Lawson. He straightens and throws in time for the out, one away. And with one out, here is Trey Cruz.
The shortstop, number two, Trey Cruz.
Cruz went 1-for-3 with an RBI in last night's game. Switch hitter batting right-handed. Sides into the windup, and the first pitch is fouled off out of play off to the right. The count is 0-1. No balls and one strike. Senators win 1-2-3 in the top half of the inning. The 0-1 offering is inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Sides. Taken in the fourth round of the 2021 draft out of Texas A&M. The 1-1 offering. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. I think that was a straight changeup. And the count is one ball and two strikes. UPMC Park, 312 down the left field line with a wall that's about 30 feet high. Well, it's the side of an arena in left field, and it has a big yellow line about 30 feet off the ground that goes all the way out to left center field. The windup and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with another off-speed pitch. Two down. 356 to left center field. That is the smallest, truly the smallest part of the park. 400 to straightaway center. 367 to fairly deep right center. And 328 down the right field line. Two down, nobody on. Max Anderson, one of the big prospects in the Tigers organization, went 0-for-3 last night, batting right-handed against Sines. And the windup in the first pitch is high and away for a ball, 1-0. Dustin last year was 1-6. Dustin last year was 1-6 with a 6.54 ERA in 13 games, all of them starts, was not activated until July 30th last year. The windup and the 1-0 pitch, and that one just misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0 waiting on deck, Justice Bigby. Andrew Graham, the manager, is in the third base coach's box. High fly ball to deep right down the line, and this one is gone. Max Anderson goes the opposite way, right down the right field line, just over the 328-foot away from home plate wall, off the screen and back onto the field of play. Solo home run, 1-0. Well, the Senators scored first last night and lost the game. We'll see if they can return the trick to Erie. Here is Justice Bigby. He went 1-for-3 last night and had a double. Signs the left-hander, kicks and deals, and the pitch is in for a strike at the knees. A fastball. Outfield deep on Bigby. The 0-1 offering is a curveball, and that one is fouled off straight back out of play, and the count quickly is 0-2, so at this point, a nice bounce back from Dustin Sines. Bigby is the top 30 prospect in the Tigers organization. He takes the pitch high. The count now is 1-2. One other afternoon game, Somerset is at Hartford. The 1-2 breaking ball looped out into shallow left center field. That's in for a hit. Bigby with a big turn at first base, and he holds up with a single. Daly Lyle plays that ball back into the infield, and here is Jake Holton. Jake Holton, third consecutive season he has been in Erie. First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. He was in Erie all of 2023 and all of last season, and joined Erie for the final week back in 2022. He was taken in the 2019 draft out of Creighton University. A 1-0 pitch in for a strike. A lot of longtime repeaters here in Erie. Not just guys that were here at the end of last season, but a whole lot of guys that have been here 2 or 3 years. Sign stares at first and deals. And that pitch misses off the plate. 2-2. Lyles in left, Glasser is at center, De La Rosa in right, Naranjo at first, Pena's at second, Lawson at short, Wallace at third, and C.J. Stubbs is behind the plate. Dustin Sines is 2-1 pitch, and that misses down and in, 3-1. He retired the first two batters on 5 pitches. A home run, a single, and now it's 3-1 on Holton with Ben Malgeri on deck. The 3-1 offering, that an off-speed pitch in for a strike, and it's a full count, 3-2. Naranjo is already playing off the bag by about a step into fair territory. The runner Bigby will be off with the pitch. He goes, and it's high ball four as Sines stumbles on the mound. So that is 3 consecutive base runners that have reached after the first two were retired. Looks like he has a lot of clay on his cleats. Generally, they don't allow the pitchers timeouts, but I think in this case, they haven't started the clock yet. And now they do. So now Dustin is ready. Malgeri hit the ball hard last night, single, doubled, and tripled in his first 3 at-bats. Went 3-for-4, an RBI. 1-0 Erie. Bottom of the first. First pitch to Malgeri is a ball inside. 1-0. Well, it is only the first inning. Dustin Sines now really wanting to get out of the inning for himself and for his teammates. Behind 1-0, Malgeri waits, and the 1-0. They pick off play back to first, and they, oh my goodness. The pitch was high. Oh my. They back picked at first base. The throw was high, but Naranjo put the tag down. And I think everybody here thought that Holton was out at first. No argument. It's 2-0. The 2-0 is a strike, and it's 2-1. Now Jerry thought that ball was off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Signs ready in the 2-1. And that misses. Three balls and a strike. So 3-1. And the 3-1. Misses, and it's ball four. Back-to-back walks. The home run seems to have really thrown Dustin Sines off of his rhythm and his game plan. And now he's in trouble here in the first inning. Not only is he in trouble because Erie has loaded the bases with two outs, but he's now in his first outing thrown 24 pitches here in the inning. Rigo Beltran making his way out to the mound Eduardo Valencia is in the right-handed batter's box waiting on this meeting. So here is Eduardo Valencia. He didn't play in the game last night. He's 25 years old. Last year, he batted .241 with four home runs and 26 RBIs. The first pitch, and that's in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Looked like that Dustin Sines took something off that pitch. Make sure he guided it in. 57 games last year with low A Lakeland after being in high A West Michigan the year before. And now the 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball. That's in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. And there is about to be action for the Senators in their bullpen. Well, the Senators really need Dustin Sines, and Dustin Sines really needs to get an out here and get out of the inning. The 1-1 pitch, that misses outside, and it's two balls and a strike. Valencia, right-handed batter, waits. Sines working from the full windup. The infield's back. The pitch is in for a strike, and it's 2-2. Well, he is a pitch away from being out of the inning. He started off so sharply, retiring the first two batters easily. Then a home run the opposite way, just out of the ballpark, and from there it a single and back-to-back walks. Here is the windup and the pitch. Popped up, first base side, foul territory, and this one's out of play. Last night, 2,800 here. I would say maybe half that today. Two and two. Sines again looking in, about to throw his 30th pitch. The 2-2, that's fouled off. Well, I'm guessing that if the inning doesn't end with this hitter, that the Senators will need to go to their bullpen. And on game two of the regular season, going to your bullpen in the first inning is just about the worst case scenario. So Sines needing a big pitch. The 2-2. Is ball three. Full count, 3-2. The runners will be off with the pitch. Sines a deep breath and he exhales. He's into the windup, and here is the 3-2 pitch, and it's tapped foul at home plate. This is the ninth pitch of the at-bat. All of this inning happening after there were two outs and nobody on base. Another 3-2 pitch and another foul ball straight back. Well, we're reaching a point where his outing might be over no matter what happens here. He's off the back of the mound and kicks at that cleat cleaner again, and now back up on top. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and here's another 3-2 pitch. And he lost him. Ball four, he walks in a run. His third consecutive walk. I think that's the second run in two games the Senators have walked in. And that is all for Dustin Sines. There's not much of a choice. Delino DeShields is out of the dugout. Three consecutive walks. And all of this with two outs and no one on base. And Dustin Sines cannot get out of the first inning. He leaves with the bases loaded and two outs. I'll be back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom half of the first inning, Dustin Sines with the Daffler call to the bullpen removed. And Miguel Gomez making his first appearance for the Senators this season. And unfortunately, it comes in the first inning. There were two outs and nobody on base. First offering from Gomez, and that's in the dirt. Ball one to Brady Allen. Dustin Sines, five pitches for two outs and cannot get out of the first inning. He throws too many pitches. Leaves with the bases loaded, trailing 2-0. Brady Allen did not play in last night's game, ahead of the count 1-0, and here's the 1-0 pitch, and that's ball two. Well, the Senators with eight walks issued last night, pardon me, six walks issued last night. I can't read my own writing, and already three here in the first inning. The 2-0 is not even close. And it is three balls and no strikes. Two runs in here in the first inning. Bases loaded, two outs, and three consecutive walks. And Gomez is behind, three balls and no strikes to Brady Allen. And here is the 3-0, and that's in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike. The 3-1 fouled off at the plate, and it's 3-2. Well, if he can come back now and get Brady Allen, other than the Senators having to go to the bullpen in the very first inning, can keep this away from it becoming a disastrous first inning. Runners again will be off with the pitch. Gomez, the right-hander, sets, and here's the 3-2, and it's chopped to short. Lawson bobbles, comes up with it, throws low to first, and it skips past Naranjo. Two runs score. Holton and Malgeri both cross the plate. Around to third goes Valencia. And Allen, who reaches on an error, goes to second. There'll be no RBI on that. At least there should not be an RBI. And it is 4-0. And here is the ninth place hitter, Danny Cerretti. Left-handed batter. Over at third base is Valencia, and at second base is Allen. Four runs in for Erie here in the first. Gomez ready and deals, and the pitch is high and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, Gomez did what he needed to do. He came back from a 3-0 count, and he got a two-hopper hit to shortstop. One ball, no strikes. And here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Well, that disastrous first inning that the Senators trying to avoid. And four runs in for Erie, and they're still batting. The 1-1, swing and a miss, and it's one ball and two strikes. And they have been out there a long time. A lot of pitches here in the first. The Senators, between Gomez and Sines, have thrown over 40 pitches. There's a 1-2 pitch that's outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. The swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and the first inning is over. Four runs, two hits, an error, and two left. We have played 1-4-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the second inning here at UPMC Park in Erie. Senators are trailing 4-0. I got some news about a former Senator that had a gigantic game last night. Massive, and it's not who you think it is. CJ Stubbs waits, and the first pitch is a fastball in for a strike from the right-hander Jaden Hamm. Trace Barrera, yes, that Trace Barrera, catcher back in, I think, 2019 as the pitch has popped up on the infield. Jake Holton drifting with it, and he makes the catch at first base, one out. For Durham last night at home, Trace homered not once, not twice, but you guessed it, three times. Three home runs for Barrera in the game last night for Durham. He is off to a terrific start for the Tampa Bay Rays AAA affiliate. So you never know, maybe he'll play himself back into the big leagues. First offering to Joe Naranjo is fouled off to the left, out of play, and the count is 0-1. No balls, in a strike, one out, second inning, 4-0 Erie. The 0-1 pitch, and that misses, one ball and one strike. Dustin Sines went two-thirds of an inning. He allowed two hits, four runs, two earned, three walks, a strikeout, a home run, and he faced seven batters as the pitch is fouled off. He threw 34 pitches, 17 for strikes. The Senators threw 45 pitches in the first inning officially. 1-2, and the windup and the 1-2, a breaking ball misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Don't forget the, after we are done today, the 2-2, swing and a miss. The final four is tonight, and at the conclusion of our game, we'll be joining Westwood One's NCAA Men's Final Four pregame show in progress. I haven't watched much of the tournament. Once upon a time, I loved the NCAA tournament. I haven't watched a whole lot the last couple of years. I haven't been in a pool in a few years now. As Caden Wallace stands in, and the first pitch is high and away to Caden. He went 1-for-4 last night. But I'll be watching tonight here on the road. I think staff is going out somewhere and watching the games. As the 1-0 pitch is swung out and missed, 1-1. Now, tomorrow is another 135 game, so we have to pack up. Short trip. This was like the old days. Three-game series. This is the 0-2 is fouled off. This is not the final three-game series of the season. Senators have three more, sort of. Around the July 4th holiday, they're in Altoona for three, and they are home for three. Before that three-game series in Altoona, the team is in Akron, so it'll be a nine-game road trip. And then after the three-game series at home, the team is at home for six more games. 1-2 pitch is high and away, 2-2. And then a three-game series in Richmond out of the All-Star break. The windup and the 2-2, and that's a breaking ball that misses high, and it's a full count, 3-2. Fans didn't like that call, but that pitch most definitely up and out of the strike zone. Three and two with two outs. The windup and the 3-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball, third strikeout for Jaden Hamm. The Senators go in order 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the second inning. 4-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Are you ready? Steelers fans, are you ready? All right, on your mark.
Top half of the second inning. And the Senators trailing 4-0. Join us for opening night on Tuesday night at FNB Field. It's Tuesday, April 8th. Get your tickets online at senatorsbaseball.com. So Miguel Gomez kicks and deals in the first pitch low for a ball, 1-0. Mendoza bounced out to shortstop his first time up. Gomez needs for himself and the Senators a quick inning and low pitches. He needs to go a while. The 1-0 pitch is a chopper towards the middle. Lawson has it go underneath his glove and out into center field. Now that one might be a hit. We'll see what they rule that. I think that has a pretty good shot at being a hometown hit. And here is Trey Cruz, who struck out his first time up. It is a hit. And here is Trey Cruz. He's 0 for 1. Gomez sets, holds, deals. Pitch is bunted along the third baseline, foul, and the count is 0-1. Walking from the bus and the clubhouse, which the bus drops off in straightaway center field here, so you have to walk through a gate in center field, I do, and walk around the warning track and then through the stands and up to the radio booth. I'm not complaining. I'm explaining how I have to get here. Throw over to first and diving back in is Carlos Mendoza. Well, as I was walking around the warning track, Rigo Beltran was out with a couple of pitchers as another throw over and a dive back in by Mendoza. So Rigo asked about the weather, and it had stopped raining, and we chatted about the weather, and then I asked him about getting the rest of the bullpen in today, and he said, no, it's probably going to take 3 games. As long as everything goes well, as the pitch is outside for a ball. He said, now, if something happens today, we have to go to the bullpen sooner than the fourth or fifth inning. All bets are off. So we'll see what the Senators do today. Here's a ground ball into right field. That's a base hit. The second base is Mendoza, and he puts the brakes on. So the first two reach here in the second inning. I don't know if they would use anyone back-to-back at this point. Usually back-to-backs wait a little while. Here is Max Anderson. It was his home run that changed the complexion of the first inning. That home run coming with 2 outs and nobody on base. First pitch is a slider in for a strike, and it's 0-1. No balls in a strike. Nobody out. The pitch. And that's hit in the air to left down the line, and that one is off the wall. Mendoza scores. Cruz stops at third, the throw into second. And Anderson is in with a stand-up double, and it is 6-0. Thought that one had a chance to get out of here. Pardon me, only one run scored. It's 5-0. And here is Justice Bigby. Still nobody out, and now runners are at second and third as the Senators bring their infield in. That pitch was up and out over the middle of the plate. So here is Bigby. He singled his first time up. And the first pitch, a breaking ball in for a strike. Miguel Gomez. Here's a drive into deep right center field going way back there. And that one is gone. A 3-run home run for Justice Bigby. And Erie has backed up the 4 in the first with 4 more here in the second, and there are no outs. Three-run home run for Justice Bigby as that pitch again was out over the middle of the plate. Gomez, 23 years old, pitched fairly well last year in Wilmington, but I think he is finding out right now quite quickly that these are not high A hitters any longer. Here is Jake Holton, and the pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. You leave one out over the plate, double A, a lot of guys can hit that pitch hard, and that's what that has happened here in the inning. The 0-1 is a ground ball left side. Wallace has it at third base. His throw to first is there, and one down. And with one out, here is Ben Malgeri. Malgeri walked his first time up. The right-hander, Gomez, is working out of the stretch deals, and the first pitch is swung on and missed. They haven't turned the lights on yet here, but the cloud cover is darker, and it is darker here. I would think that the umpires might ask for the lights at the end of this half inning. The 0-1 pitch is in for a strike, and the count is 0-2. The 0-2. Check swing. They'll appeal. He did not go around, and it's 1-2. After retiring the first two batters in the game, 10 out of the next 11 batters in the game reached for Erie, spanning the first and second innings. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that's in the dirt. And now the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two, and now the 2-2, and that is a slow tapper foul along the third baseline. I saw, as I was looking for this date in Senators baseball history today, my first year here with the Senators was 2005, and on this date in 2005, the season hadn't started. The 2-2 is a called strike three, and there are two outs. Here is Eduardo Valencia, the catcher. Back in 2005 on this date, the Senators had to work out at Elizabethtown College because of minor flooding. I arrived in Harrisburg, and before I even really sat down and met anybody, I had to go out to the outfield fence and help fill sandbags. Put sandbags up about 3 feet, 4 feet, I guess maybe about 3 feet around the outfield, center field fence, the old fence. The first pitch is in for a strike to Valencia, and the count is 0-1. He walked to drive in a run in the first inning. 4 in the first and 4 here in the second for Erie. The 0-1 pitch, and that misses, 1 ball and 1 strike. They worked out at Elizabethtown College that year, two different days, back-to-back days, and then the home opener that year, I think, was a Thursday night against Bowie, and it was cold and rainy. Ground ball, backhanded deep at third into shallow left by Wallace, straightens and throws to first in time for the out. A terrific play on both ends by Wallace and by Narano. 4 runs score on 4 hits, no errors, and nobody left. We are through 2. And it is 8-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. The third inning is presented by Nomad Distilling. You can now find Nomad's canned cocktails at F&B Field. Proudly made in Pennsylvania. Enjoy their taste. Then find Nomad Distilling and select fine wine and good spirit stores. 8-0 Erie. Out on the mound is Jaden Hamm, top of the third. Standing in is Jeremy De La Rosa. And the first pitch is a strike at the knees. And the count is 0-1. And now somebody from the Senators dugout is yelling at the home plate umpire. I think it's Delino DeShields. I don't think Delino is too thrilled with the strikes being called against his team and not for his team, as the 0-1 pitch is high for a ball and it's 1-0. And Jalen Goodman, David, right back to him. The 1-1 fastball misses, and the count is 2-2. Lawson and Pena to follow. The windup in here is the 2-1 pitch, and that's high. Ball 3-1. Hamm has retired the first six batters he's faced, three of them via strikeout. And he has thrown fewer pitches at this point than the Senators threw in the first inning. He's not yet to 30 pitches. Here is the 3-1 offering, swing and a miss at a fastball, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 is popped up foul and out of play. Again, the right-hander Hamm looking in into the windup, and another 3-2. And this is skied in the air to left down the line, but it is foul. And it remains 3-2. The right-hander kicks again and deals, and that is taken down and in for ball four. And here is Cortland Lawson. Lawson went 1-for-2 last night. So I show up, and I've got to go do sandbags. And about that time, I was wondering, I realized that it was on an island. But the ballpark, that is. Certainly didn't think about flooding. And now, after all these years, quite a few of those, quite a few floods. First pitch to Lawson. An off-speed delivery swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. Join the Senators for our first Women in Sports Summit next Saturday, April 12th. Connect with professionals and hear from our panel of experts pregame. Tickets and for more information at senatorsbaseball.com as the 0-1 pitch is in for a strike and the count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. De La Rosa leads and the 0-2. Swing and a miss by Lawson, and there's one down. Fourth strikeout. And here is Viondel Pena. Switch hitter batting left-handed. 24 years old, signed as an international free agent in July of 2017. First pitch is in for a strike. That one crowded him a little. At least he reacted as if it crowded him. They didn't turn the lights on, by the way. I'm pretty surprised about that. Right-hander sets, and the 0-1 pitch fouled off straight back, and the count quickly is 0-2. On deck, the top of the order in Daylen Lyle. Hamm, the right-hander, sets and deals, and that misses away. Fastball. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2, that's an off-speed pitch, low. 2-2. Hamm went to school at Middle Tennessee State. They take it in the fifth round in 2023. Two balls, two strikes. One down with De La Rosa at first base. The 2-2 is up and in. And that's a full count. Three and two. Long hold by Ham. Turns and he fires to first base high. And he really fired to first base. Three balls and two strikes. The runner goes. The pitch is popped up. That is out into shallow center field. Malgieri coming on. He makes the catch. As De La Rosa retreats to first base. And there are two outs. Two down, a runner at first base, and here is Daylen Lyle. Lyle hit a sharp line drive-ish fly ball to left field in the first inning, out to the warning track. The first pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. We're in the top of the third, 8-0 Erie. The Nomad Distilling third inning. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch. Lined sharply to a short hop at shortstop. That's fielded by Cruz, and he takes it to the bag for the third out. Well, Daylen Lyle has twice hit the ball hard and has nothing to show for it. A walk and nothing comes of it. We go to the bottom of the third, 8-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Brady Allen leads off bottom of the third inning, 8-0 Erie at UPMC Park in Erie as Miguel Gomez delivers a first pitch that misses for a ball, 1-0. Still in the Nomad Distilling third inning. The 1-0 pitch misses, and the count now is two balls and no strikes. The greatest fireworks shows in central Pennsylvania are on City Island. See the first one of the season after the Senators host the Richmond Flying Squirrels next Friday, April 11th. Find your seats online at senatorsbaseball.com. The 2-0 pitch is back to the screen, and the count now is three balls and no strikes. There is action for the Senators in their bullpen. Looks like it is Holden Powell loosening up here in the third inning. The 3-0 was pulled on the ground, fouled down the first baseline. Tyler Schaaf, Holden Powell. Did not pitch in last night's game. Junior Santos, I don't think, did he pitch in last night's game? Nope. He's available too. The 3-1 has popped up foul, and the count is full at 3-2. Four runs in the first after there were two outs and nobody on for Erie, and four more runs in the second. The 3-2 is skied in the air. Left center field, playable, Lyle and Glasser. And the catch is made out there by Daylen Lyle, and it looks like that Lyle and Glasser have switched positions. Lyle is in center, and Glasser is in left. I don't think that that's how they started today. Maybe it is, and I missed it. First offering to Danny Cerretti is in for a strike. He struck out his first time up. The count is 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. And that misses. Low and inside, 1-1. And the rain has started. Although the clouds don't appear that it's anything that will last a while, but pretty good shower coming down right now. The 1-1 pitch misses, and it's two balls and a strike. You know the Seawolves don't want this game to end before the fifth inning. The 2-1 is popped up. Left side foul and out of play. I think this might just be a little brief burst. Two balls, two strikes. And the 2-2 misses down and in. Full count, 3-2. The 3-2 is low ball four. Here is Delano DeShields out of the dugout, and we have another Dantzler call to the bullpen. Miguel Gomez is done. So we'll step aside for this as Holden Palin out of the bullpen. Be back here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Dafler called to the bullpen. Olden Powell on the mound. Top of the order in Carlos Mendoza at the plate. Powell, a long hold, delivers, and the pitch is chopped towards second. Up with that as Pena steps on the bag, throws to first, and it's a one pitch. Seltzer's Lebanon Bologna double play. So we head to the fourth, and it is 8-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the fourth inning, Philip Glasser, Yo-Yo Morales, and C.J. Stubbs off of the right-hander Jordan Hamm. 8-0 Erie is the first pitch. There's a breaking ball in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Get your baseball fix with the City Island Baseball Show. That's hosted by myself and Frankie Vernowski. Those are Monday nights at 6 right here on ESPN. 96.5. Here's a drive to right, line sharply. Allen going back, reaches up. He can't get it. It's out of his reach, and it bounces against the wall. Glasser is around first, jogging into second with the Senators' first hit. It's a leadoff double here in the fourth. That ball was hit hard. The City Island Baseball Show, again, is Monday nights at 6. It's here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Or it can be streamed at ESPN Radio Harrisburg. This week, we talk about our love of opening day. Here is Yo-Yo Morales, and the first pitch is high with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. And the Senators president, Kevin Culp, is our special guest in this one. One ball and no strikes. Jordan Hamm delivers a breaking ball in the dirt. It rolls behind Valencia, and taking third on the wild pitch is Philip Glasser. I think it has stopped raining. I think all the umbrellas have. Now I see some umbrellas coming back, so maybe it's sprinkling again. Morales, a big chopper along the third baseline off his left foot, and he hobbles around. That double play, the fourth the Senators have turned now in two games, so that's good. Two balls and a strike, silver lining. The 2-1 pitch is bounced foul back to the screen, and the count is 2-2. Senators return to Erie later in the summer on the back end of a two-week road trip. that sees them go to Hartford, and then they come here. The 2-2 is high and away, ball three. That be a long Monday on the bus between Hartford, Connecticut and Erie, Pennsylvania. We'll do that travel on the off day. The 3-2, swing and a miss, one away. Strikeout number five for Jordan Hamm. Here's C.J. Stubbs. He popped out to first base his first time up. Catcher this afternoon batting cleanup. Right-hander ready in the first pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Well, how about all this, all the talk and fear over the torpedo bats? Right now it seems that the Yankees are the only ones using the bats as the pitch swung on and missed and it's 0-1. The 1-1 pitch is high and away and it's two balls and a strike. Hamm, the right-hander, sets. Stubbs waits, and the pitch misses, and it's 3-1. Fans didn't like that at all. Three and one. I think those bats are made in Pennsylvania. The 3-1 is tapped foul on the first baseline. They look more like shaped like a bowling pin. Well, I guess they look like torpedoes too, but they could be called bowling pin bats. Three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 is fouled off straight back, and it remains 3-2. Who knows what will they'll finally decide on whether or not they're really that different. The 3-2, swing and a miss at ball four. That pitch in the dirt. Valencia, the catcher, picks it up and throws the ball down to first base for the second out of the inning. So after the double and then the wild pitch, back-to-back strikeouts. And two down, a runner at third, and here is Joe Naranjo. He struck out his first time up. So Glasser with a ringing double to open up the inning, but the Senators, next two batters, both strike out. And here is Naranjo. First offering, misses in. It's one ball and no strikes. That pitch nearly hit him. Caden Wallace waiting on deck. Top half of the fourth inning, 8-0. Erie is on top. The 1-0 pitch is in for a strike. They look a little, those bats do, a little like aluminum bats have off and on over the years. What in one? The 1-1. Breaking ball popped up foul out of play off to the left, and the count is 1-2. When aluminum bats first came out, really en masse in the early to mid-70s, and even through the early 80s, they all just looked like wooden bats. They were made almost exactly the same as wooden bats. The 1-2 pitch is high, 2-2. That is not so much the case anymore, though wooden bats are much different. Aside from the torpedo bats, wooden bats now are made differently than, say, when I was growing up and played wooden bats. The 2-2 pitch misses outside, 3-2. One of the first wooden bats I ever bought for myself. The handle was massive. I could barely get my hands around it, but a lot of wooden bats were that way then. I think it was about 34 ounces, and I was 13 years old, 14 years old. I had to lift weights just to swing that bat. Then we started using aluminum bats. all the time. Three balls, two strikes. The 3-2 is pulled foul on the first baseline. I was talking to some of the players last year. I think a couple of the guys wanted to know if I used aluminum or wood growing up, and I said aluminum. Said, I don't even know if they're made the same way that they used to be. I'm sure they're not made the same way, but I think I had either a 33-31 as the pitch. Misses away, ball four, and the rain is starting again. Little shower. First and third, and here is Caden Wallace. For a time, I used a 32-30, which is inches and ounces, and then mostly in high school, and after high school, a 33-31. They make wood now. The wood bats can be made to those types of specifications. First offering, and that's lined into left field, coming on quickly and making the catch is Mendoza. So Caden Wallace hit that ball hard, but it held up for Carlos Mendoza. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Still need another full inning. The bottom of this inning and the top of the fifth for this to be a complete game. In the rain in Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Ain't nothing Erie, bottom of the fourth inning. Trey Cruz leads off against Holden Powell in the first pitch. Misses, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's the sweetest giveaway of the season. The first 4,000 fans in attendance on Sunday, April 27th, when the Senators host Erie, get a free Hershey Park ticket. Pop up along the third baseline into shallow left, and Caden Wallace makes a circus catch right in front of Philip Glasser, and there is one out. That is another terrific defensive play by Caden Wallace. To get your free Hershey Park ticket, you need to head to senatorsbaseball.com to purchase tickets to the ball game. One down, and here is Max Anderson. He has homered and doubled. He swings and misses at the first pitch, and the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike. Holden Powell. Looks like the rain has stopped again. The 0-1 has popped up foul and out of play, and the count is 0-2 with one out here in the last of the fourth inning. That Hershey Park ticket giveaway is one of the more popular days, as one can imagine. There's a foul ball down the right field line. That one is twisting and going out of play. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 misses. One and two. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 misses low and away. So now it's two balls and two strikes on Max Anderson. Right-handed batter waits as Powell sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. And there are two down. Two outs, nobody on. Justice Bigby, who had a three-run home run in the second inning, and that, even though it was 5-0 at that point, that one really the big blow. He is 2-for-2 and has scored twice. The 0-1 pitch, and that misses inside. One ball and one strike. One and one. Powell ready in the 1-1. Fouled off straight back. There is action out in Erie's bullpen, and I would think a pretty good chance that the afternoon is over for Jaden Hamm. One and two. Long hold and the pitch. Check swing. Will they appeal? They will, and he did not go around. Two balls and two strikes. So 2-2. Out of the box, Bigby, and now back in. And the 2-2 is popped up foul and out of play off to the right. Another 2-2. That one is low, and now it's a full count, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. And the 3-2. And that one is tapped past the mound. It actually glances off the glove of Powell. He recovers and throws to first, and he got him. Bigby thrown out by a half a step. And that ends the inning. Nothing across for Erie in the fourth. We go to the fifth. And it is 8-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the fifth inning. Pitching change. As Jaden Hamm, his afternoon is over. And Dylan Smith is now on. Give me the numbers for Jaden Hamm here momentarily. Smith, the right-hander. First batter he faces is Jeremy De La Rosa, followed by Cortland Lawson. And Beyondel Pena is the first offering is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Hamm, four innings, a hit, two walks, six strikeouts, and he faced 15 batters. It is still raining, not hard, but raining nonetheless. The 1-0 pitch misses, and it's 2-0. It is raining enough that not many people without umbrellas are out in it now. Here's the 2-0 offering, and it's a check swing. I guess that was ball three, maybe. The home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, getting jawed from Erie's dugout. Here is the 3-0, and it's rolled foul. I think it was 3-0. Now it's 3-1. He's heard a little bit from both dugouts today. I think it's 3-1. The 3-1, that's a strike, and now it's 3-2. I'm not sure if that's a good or a bad thing that you're hearing it from two dugouts. 3-2 is chopped foul along the first baseline. I mean, it is certainly good in one respect and not so good in another respect. Three and two. More action. Again, a right-hander loosening up out in the Senators' bullpen. 3-2, and that is popped up out into shallow left. Cruz, the shortstop, going out. Mendoza, the left fielder, coming in, and he makes a sliding catch. And there is one out. The excitement of the ice and the thrill of the diamond come together on Hockey Night at FNB Field when the Senators host the Richmond Flying Squirrels on Saturday, May 10th. The first 1,000 fans in attendance receive a Senators hockey puck. Tickets available at senatorsbaseball.com. First offering to Cortland Lawson is a strike, and the 0-1 pitch is fouled off. The rain has again, it does look like it has more or less stopped. At whatever level it's coming down. Count is 0-2. The windup and the 0-2, check swing and a pitch down and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. A game in Hartford, Somerset leading 2-0. That is in the top of the sixth inning. 1-2 pitch fouled off, and it remains 1-2. And the 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. Tomorrow is a 1:35 start, 1:20 airtime. The 2-2 pitch is low, ball three. The 3-2, that misses, ball four. And here is Beyondel Pena. Tomorrow, I don't think there's any rain here, just forecast to be pretty chilly. Left-handed batter hit a fly ball to center his first time up. A switch hitter, I should say, batting left-handed. And he takes a first pitch curveball in for a strike, and it's 0-1. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-2. Daylen Lyle, who has hit the ball hard twice this afternoon, has nothing to show for it, waiting on deck, top of the order. Lead it first by Cortland Lawson, and the 0-2. Check swing on a pitch down by Pena, and the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. Fastball, strike three called, and Pena knew it. Two outs, top of the order now, and Daylen Lyle. So Daylen stands in. 8-0 Erie here in the fifth. First pitch, backhanded in the dirt by Valencia, the catcher. The count is 1-1 and no strikes. Senators are back here again in August. The 1-0. Lined into center, and that one is in for a base hit. So Lyle finally has a hit to show for hitting the ball hard three times. Stopping at second is Lawson. And the Senators have two on with two outs for Philip Glasser. Glasser doubled his last time up. That was off the wall and right. And he struck out back in the first inning. I think it's Ivan Armstrong loosening up out in the bullpen for the Senators, but I'm not positive. I think that's who it is. First pitch bounces in and nearly hits Glasser. The count is 1-1 and no strikes. Morales waiting on deck. Senators trailing 8-0. Looking for a hit here that could put them on the scoreboard this afternoon. The right-hander Smith ready and delivers. And the 1-0 pitch is in for a strike. The 1-1, and that misses up and away, 2-1. Smith was taken by the Tigers in the third round of the 2021 draft out of Alabama. He is 24 years old. Was with West Michigan all of last year. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 is tapped back towards the mound. Smith up with it, jogs towards first, and an underhand toss. And that finishes up the inning. So a couple of base runners are left stranded. We're halfway home this afternoon. And it is 8-0 Erie on ESPN, 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Celebrate the Seawolf 30th season in style, the 1995 throwback merchandise.
Perfect way to kick off your Saturday night is at FNB Field. Live tunes and great vibes. The Boardwalk Bash is back. Ahead of every Saturday home game is the Boardwalk Bash, as it is Junior Santos out on the mound after this Daffler call to the bullpen. First pitch to Jake Holton is outside for a ball 1-0. Join us for our pregame tailgate by getting tickets to the ball game at senatorsbaseball.com. That first Boardwalk Bash is a week from tonight. Richmond Flying Squirrels in town. Live tunes and great vibes. Who doesn't like live tunes and great vibes? That sounds like a Jimmy Buffett concert, the late Jimmy Buffett. Jake Holton has walked and scored and bounced it to third. The 2-0 is high, and it's 3-0. Not sure I should admit this on the air, but I've seen Jimmy Buffett in maybe a half a dozen states. Well, I guess I should say I saw him. The 3-0 is in for a strike. So live tunes and great vibes. I'll be out there on the boardwalk next Saturday night, a week from Saturday. Today. Today is Saturday. It'd be a week from today. The 3-1 is swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. So Saturday. It's not even next Saturday. It's Saturday. Saturday against Richmond. Well, that's not today because they're in Erie. So Saturday against Richmond, which is, you know, next Saturday. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and he lost him, ball four. Here is Ben Malgeri. You get the drift. It's every Saturday that the Senators are home. Not just the Saturday that happens after the next time Friday happens. Ben Malgeri waits, and the pitch is a ball, 1-0. He has walked and been called that on strikes. The 1-0 pitch, and that misses outside, and now the count is 2-0. Out to the mound goes C.J. Stubbs. And now C.J. is back behind the plate. Junior Santos. Delivers a strike, and it's two balls and one strike. I think the Boardwalk Bashes are great. Such a relaxing area. Listen to some music. Can still see the ballpark. Batting practice if it's going on. There's a high fly ball into center. Easy play for Daylen Lyle out there. He makes the catch, and there is one away. With one out, here is Eduardo Valencia. He's walked, and when he walked, he drove in a run. And he has also bounced out to third base. Eight nothing Erie. We're in the last of the fifth inning. The pitch from Junior Santos has popped up on the infield. It looks like it is Pena at second base. He drifts with it through the wind, looking up into the dark sky, and he makes the catch. Two down, and here is Brady Allen, who has reached on an error and hit a fly ball to center. Right-handed batter, Junior Santos, delivers high. Nationals last night I think it was last night, they honored the 2005 team, and I think I saw online that they had six or eight players there. That 2005 team, through the end of July, surprised everyone. The 1-0 pitches fouled off. I think they were either in first place at the All-Star break, or they were right near first place at the All-Star break. Just doing everything right for the first 3 months of that season. 1-1, the 1-1 pitch is popped up, foul, and out of play off to the right, and the count is 1-2. The 1-2. That's popped up near the Senators dugout. Naranjo coming down on the grass, and the first baseman puts it away. After the walk, nothing comes of it. No runs, no hits, no errors. A walk and a man left. We head to the sixth, and it is 8-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Kids, you won the first 500 kids through the gates on June 22nd. You see the Kovac Squishy. He's open at 12:30, first pitch 135.
Top of the sixth, 8-0 Erie. Dylan Smith, the right-hander on the mound for the Seawolves, still out there. And Yo-Yo Morales standing in for the Senators. The windup in the first pitch is bounced foul, and it's 0-1. Four runs in the first inning, coming with two outs and nobody on base. A home run, a single, and three walks and an error. The 0-1 is in for a strike, and it's 0-2. And then four more in the second, capped on a three-run home run by Justice Bigby. Has Erie on top, 8-0. For the Senators, Dustin Sines, Miguel Gomez, Holden Powell, and Junior Santos have all appeared in the game. And they still have, if they don't rally, three more innings to cover, 6th, 7th, and 8th. The 0-2 is low, and it's 1-2. Tyler Schaaf has not yet appeared in a game, so last night or today so far, so he'd still be available. The 1-2 is off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Tuesday is the 2025 home opener. Senators and Richmond Flying Squirrels, 6:30. The 2-2 offering, and that misses, 3-2. Festivities to begin about 10 after 6. On Tuesday night, make your plans to come on out and join us. Your tickets online at senatorsbaseball.com. The windup, and here is the 3-2 offering. That's in for a called strike three, and Morales knew it. One out, and here is CJ Stubbs. Stubbs 0 for 2 with a strikeout, and he has popped out to first base. The windup in the first pitch, and that's a broken bat roller right back to the mound. Smith throws high and wide to first, but Holton comes down with it, and there are two outs. First offering is low for a ball to Joe Naranjo. Naranjo has struck out and he has walked. Left-handed batter. Dylan Smith, the right-hander, out on the mound. And the pitch is popped up. Third base side, foul territory, and this one's out of play. Souvenir time. The count is one ball and one strike. How about Alex Ovechkin with Wayne Gretzky in attendance? The 1-1 pitch misses, and it's 2-1. Gretzky, I guess, a couple of years ago said he knew Ovechkin would overtake him and he'd be there when it happened, so I'm guessing he's traveling with the Washington Capitals. As the 1-1 pitch is, or 2-1 pitch is a check swing that he goes too far. And the count is two balls and two strikes. I watched a replay of the two goals from last night when I got back to the hotel. Pretty electric. The 2-2 pitch just misses 3-2. And then there was an empty net goal at the end of the game. And Gretzky wanted to meet that young man. Here's the 3-2. Check swing high and inside. Oh, no. Pardon me, a called strike three, a delayed strike three call. Nothing across. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. 8-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Junior Santos to face Danny Cerretti, the ninth place hitter in the bottom of the sixth inning. Erie is up 8-0 here at UPMC Park in Erie on this Saturday afternoon. Santos deals, and the pitch misses outside for a ball. 1-0. Next Sunday, April 13th, and it is next Sunday, not tomorrow, the next one. The 1-0 is hit in the air foul down the left field line, and the count is 1-1. Next Sunday, April 13th, is Kids Opening Day at FNB Field. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day featuring a balloon twister, face painter, unforgettable memories and Senators baseball. Visit senatorsbaseball.com for tickets. The 1-1 pitch is in for a strike. And the count is one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 fouled off at home plate by Cerretti. Cerretti 0 for 1 with a walk. Tomorrow, Jarlin Susana makes his debut for the Senators. The 1-2 pitch. And that's high and away, and now it's two balls and two strikes. I think I saw this morning a tweet about how expensive the tickets are where the Capitals play next. I can imagine that as pitch is bounced foul. This is the hockey equivalent to breaking Babe Ruth / the Barry Bonds home run record. Hank Aaron's. I forgot about Hank Aaron. I can't forget about him. Hank Aaron / Barry Bonds, depending on how you feel about such things. Here's a fly ball to left along the line. Moving over is Glasser. Does he have room? And he does not. And that is a foul ball. So it remains two balls and two strikes. Junior Santos ready and delivers. A swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. One away, and here is Carlos Mendoza. Mendoza has bounced to short. Singled and scored and bounced into a double play. Santos delivers and the pitch misses away. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-1. One out, bottom of the sixth. Four in the first, and four in the second for the Erie Seawolves, and now timeout taken at the plate by Carlos Mendoza. I'm not sure anybody really thought Gretzky would be caught. The 1-1 is outside. Two balls and a strike. I think right now, as an example in baseball, it's hard to imagine anyone is going to get anywhere near Ruth, Aaron, and Bonds. As the 2-1 pitch is in for a strike, 2-2. I think I saw something that Aaron Judge is the fastest to the number of home runs he's hit in 1,000 games, I think, something like that. Just so you know, I can't stand those types of things as the pitch has popped up foul, out of play. Those guys that have done what they have done to reach those huge heights do that every year to hit 700 home runs is to hit a lot of home runs every year for 20 years. The 2-2 misses outside for a ball 3-2. Or it's to hit a lot of home runs in a 10-year span and then just a lot of home runs in over another 7 or 8 years. 3-2. Here's the 3-2. And he walks in. So after a strikeout, a walk. And here is Trey Crews. Cruz today has struck out, singled and scored, and then popped out on a terrific play by Caden Wallace in shallow left field. Santos, the right-hander, ready and delivers low for a ball, 1-0. And there's about to be more action in the Senators' bullpen. It's probably Tyler Schaaf getting ready. And suddenly Santos throwing a lot of pitches here in this inning with a strikeout and a walk, and now ball one to Cruz. The 1-0 pitch is fouled off down the left field line, 1-1. Aaron Judge is undoubtedly going to hit a whole bunch of home runs. There's a foul ball down the left field line, out of play. But at the moment, he is 32 years old. And he has 321 home runs. Cruz takes that pitch in the dirt, and it's now two balls and two strikes. At the equivalent time, Babe Ruth had 416. And keeping in mind that Babe Ruth, when he started, hit a total of 9 home runs his first 4 seasons. Line drive caught at first on a diving play by Naranjo, and then he steps on the bag for the Seltzers, Lebanon Bologna, double smoked, double play. Cruz robbed of a hit, and it turns into a double play. We head to the seventh, and it is 8-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the seventh inning, Caden Wallace is on. Drew Summers is out of the bullpen, the left-hander. Dylan Smith's afternoon, 2 innings, a hit, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. And now Andrew Graham is out. I'm not sure what's wrong. He is having a discussion with home plate umpire Jalen Goodman. Junior Santos, his afternoon is also likely over with Tyler Schaaf loosening up down there. I think it's a pitch clock violation. against Summers, and Andrew Graham did not like that. Coming out of the break, the pitch clock violation. So it's 1-0 on Caden Wallace. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's outside 2-0. He's talking about in the last inning, Aaron Judge in 321 home runs in the first 1,000 games. When Babe Ruth was 32, I said he had over 400, and then he hit 292 more between 33 and 39 as the 2-0 pitch misses, and it's 3-0. Hank Aaron had 442 home runs at age 32, so 120 more than Aaron Judge. The 3-0 misses, and it's a four-pitch walk. And here is Jeremy De La Rosa, 8-0 Erie, top of the seventh inning. About 25 years ago or so, I guess, 30 years ago, the start of Alex Rodriguez's career, everyone thought that he was a shoo-in to hit 700 or more as the first pitch to De La Rosa bends him back, but it drops in for a strike. Well, the thing is, it's the consistency, right? That's how you do all that. You have to do it all the time. The 0-1 pitch is in for a strike, 0-2. Hank Aaron, in his first year in 54, hit 13. His next year in 55, hit 27. He never hit 50 after, well, in 1956, he hit 26. The 0-2 is outside and low, 1-2. So from 1956, when he was 22 years old, starting in 57 at age 23, he hit over 30 every year until 1973 except one, and he hit 24 in 1964. That was his lowest total. Foul ball out of play down the left field line. His totals, 44, 30, 39, 40, 34, 45, 44, then 24, 32, 44, 39 in 1967, and then 29 in 1968. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball running in on his hands, and there is one out. But then he bounced back in 69 to hit 44, 38 and 70, and then it was 71 with 47, 72 with 34, and then in 1973 at 40 to finish that season with 713 home runs. At least I'm pretty sure he finished that year with 713. First pitch to Lawson, and he did. Misses, low and inside for a ball, 1-0. Lawson is struck out and walked. We're in the seventh in Erie, and it's 8-0 Seawolves. Lawson takes outside for a ball, 2-0. In 1965, he had 32 home runs, had 40 doubles and a triple. Oh, and he stole 24 bases. The 2-0 pitch in for a strike, and it's 2-1. He stole 31 in 63, had 21 stolen bases in 61, 22 in 64, 24 in 65, 28 in 68. How about that? There's a swing and a miss, and now it's 2-2. I once read, Willie Mays said, if he thought 30-30 would have been such a big deal as it became, he would have done that every year. Foul ball out of play off to the right. He had, Mays that is, had 36 home runs and 40 stolen bases in 56. 35 and 38 and 57. It came close to a couple of 40-40 years. His last year with big stolen bases as the pitch misses. And now it's a full count. Came in 1960 as a 29-year-old. He stole 25. Stole 23 in 1971 as a 40-year-old. Went 23 out of 26. 3-2 pitch is hit in the air to right field. Moving back on that to his right is Allen. Now backpedaling. And he makes the catch short of the warning track, and there are two outs. He walked as a 40-year-old in 1971 112 times, did Willie Mays. Had an on-base percentage of .425. So even with just, and I do say just, a .271 batting average, he had an OPS of .907 as a 40-year-old with the Giants. First offering to Viondel Pena is in for a strike. He has hit a fly ball to center, and he has been called out on strikes. Top of the seventh inning, 8-0. Erie on top as Pena pops the next pitch up, foul and out of play off to the right, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 is inside, 1-2. Willie Mays did everything he accomplished, and he missed all of 1953. One ball, two strikes. Here's the 1-2. That's popped up first base side. Foul territory, but room for Holton. Drifts onto the warning track, and he makes the catch, and that ends the top of the seventh inning. Well, the Senators have a leadoff walk drawn by Caden Wallace. He does not advance any further. They leave a runner. We head to the last of the seventh, and it is 8-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom of the eighth inning, Max Anderson leads off. Tyler Schaaf is out on the mound for the Senators. This Taffer called to the bullpen, and the first pitch is a fastball, swung out and missed. 0-1 by Anderson, who has homered, doubled in a run, and he has scored, and he has also struck out. So another Daffler call to the bullpen. Tyler Schaaf kicks and deals. A breaking ball drops in, and it's 0-2. Junior Santos, two innings, two walks and a strikeout, and he faced seven batters. 0-2, the windup and the 0-2. Breaking ball misses, 1-2. I'm not a stat head. I don't pour through Baseball Reference looking for things until I think about them, like now in the moment, as the 1-2 is lined out into center field for a base hit. That breaking ball hung, and Anderson with his third hit this afternoon, and now Justice Bigby, who has singled, hit a three-run home run, and he has bounced out back to the box. So when I do this, look through Baseball Reference. It's almost as if it's the first time I've ever done it, and I marvel at the accomplishments of those great players. Bigby, a right-hander, waits. Schaaf deals outside for a ball, 1-0. Ruth, his OPS, keep in mind that you have an OPS of above about 850 for your career, a pretty good shot of going to the Hall of Fame, depending on other factors, as the 1-0 pitch in for a strike. Babe Ruth had a 1.164 OPS for his entire career. One-one, strike at the top of the strike zone, and the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And that is off the glove, the pitch of Stubbs. And down to second base goes Max Anderson. It doesn't look like there is any action in the bullpen for Erie. So I think Drew Summers will have another inning of work. It's definitely cooled off from when we started. Feels much chillier now. Breaking ball is down and away in the dirt, and it's a full count to the right-handed hitting Justice Bigby. Three balls and two strikes. And the 3-2 misses, and it's a walk. So a single and a walk to open up the last of the seventh. And here is Jake Holton. Holton has walked twice and bounced down to third. First offering to Holton is a breaking ball in for a strike, and the count is 0-1. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and it's one ball and one strike. Getting dark again. It definitely has cooled off, and it looks like it might be sprinkling again. 1-1 pitch, big swing and a miss, and I think it is beginning to rain again. Now you don't want a rain delay, just want the game played to its conclusion in the ninth inning. One and two. The 1-2 is a ground ball towards short. The second, there's one. The flip to first, there's two. It's another. Seltzer's Lebanon Bologna, double smoked, double play. Over to third goes Max Anderson, but there are two outs for Ben Malgeri. That is the third double play today, and the sixth the Senators have turned. First offering is high for a ball to Malgeri. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 fouled off straight back, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Schaaf out of the stretch, ready and deals, and the 1-1 has popped up foul. And the count is 1-2. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2. Line towards right field, moving over is De La Rosa. He can't play it, and it skips past him to the wall. To second base is Malgeri. He's around second on his way to third. The relay's not in time. And it's 9-0 Erie. I'm not sure how that will be ruled. It'll be a hit for sure. I'm just not sure if it'll be a hit and a two-base error or if it's going to be a triple. So here is Eduardo Valencia. The first pitch is in for a strike. The count is 0-1. Doesn't look like another error has gone up, so I think that might be a straight triple. The 0-1 is a bouncing ball, right side, right field, base hit. Scoring is Malgeri, and it's 10-0 Erie. Valencia with his first hit, and he has driven in two runs. The first run was with a bases loaded walk. First pitch, line down the right field line, twisting, fair in the corner. De La Rosa to pick it up. Valencia's to third base. He is held up there. And into second with a double is Brady Allen. So now runners are at second and third with two outs. And here is Danny Soretti. Left-handed batter, he has struck out twice and walked. And there is more action in the bullpen for the Senators. Tyler Schaaf working out of the stretch. Deals, and the pitch is popped up third base side. Foul territory and out of play. I think it's Marquise Grissom Jr. loosening up. He would be the last pitcher that hasn't appeared either last night or today for the Senators. The 0-1 offering is fouled off out of play off to the left, and the count is 0-2. Erie with four in the first, four in the second, and two here in the seventh. It is 10-0. Seawolves. And the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called. Two runs in the inning. Four hits. No errors, and two are left. We head to the eighth. Senators down 10-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Thank you. Eighth inning, Dalen Lyle leads off 10-0. Erie Seawolves on top here in game two. Senators have scored just a single run thus far in the first game now, and seven innings today as the first pitch is low for a ball. And that run last night scored on an error. So they haven't scored an earned run yet. The 1-0 pitch is bounced foul 1-1. And between the two games, they have six hits, being out hit 19-6 and being outscored 15-1 these first two games. The 1-1 is hit high in the air to left, not deep. Coming on is Mendoza. He's under it, makes the catch, one away. The good news is I think it's possible that Erie is really good. Well, they've won two championships in a row, and they have a lot of players from both of those teams here. And the new ones are all big-time prospects in what is ranked as the best farm system, best minor league organization in baseball. So this might be a little bit like opening the season against, say, in the big leagues, the Dodgers. It might not be the best measuring stick of your own team, as the first offering misses outside to Philip Glasser. Glasser is 1-for-3. He has a double. It remains to be seen, but I think that's the good news. The 1-0 pitch is a foul ball down the third baseline. Now, Erie is back. Erie comes to Harrisburg before the end of April, so hopefully the Senators can get something figured out before they come down to FNB Field. The 1-1 is a roller off of his foot. Nope, it's not off of his foot. He is tagged out. He started to hobble around, and then he started to run. Delano DeShields is coming out to check with Jalen Goodman, the home plate umpire, to ask if he'll ask for some help on that. I don't know whether it hit his foot or not. It reacted as if it hit his foot, but it looks like he's not going to ask for help. So Glasser is out. Usually in that case, umpires will at least, if a manager comes out, an umpire will say, hey. Two down, nobody on, and Yo-Yo Morales takes a pitch away for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Seawolves have some deep pitching, again with veterans and big-time arms with prospects that the Tigers are high on. 1-1 pitch misses for a ball, 2-1. Now a big prospect in the Nationals organization is going for the Senators tomorrow, Charlin Susana. The 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Two down, top of the eighth, 10-0 Erie. Senators need a touchdown and an onside kick and then a field goal. The 2-2 pitch misses outside, ball 3. I guess there's no onside kicks anymore without completely telegraphing it, because you have to line up differently for an onside kick. So no surprises anymore. The 3-2 swing and a miss. 1-2-3 go the Senators. We head to the last half of the eighth inning. 10-0 Erie on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. More rain.
to stick around after the game. If it's not rain, your lowest hit run the bases. The lineup between sections 103 and 104 at the conclusion of the game. Again, if it's not rain. Thank you.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, and it is Marquise Grissom Jr. out on the mound. Tyler Schaaf done with one inning of work. And it's starting to rain again, that light rain. Schaaf an inning. He allowed four hits, two runs. They were earned, a walk, a strikeout, and he faced seven batters. And now Grissom, top of the order, and Carlos Mendoza in the first pitch is poured in for a strike. So all of the Senators relievers have now appeared in a game. And I think all the Senators batters have appeared in a game. Pop up along the third base side, foul, and this one is out of play. Count is 1-1. So now it's just the rest of the pitching staff that needs to be in a game. Wind up and the pitch. High and away, 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. That misses away. 2-2. After our broadcast is over, you'll be joining Westwood One's NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four pregame show in progress. The 2-2 is outside, and now it's a full count, 3-2. I think game one tips off around 6:10, and then game two, whenever. Probably roughly 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 40 minutes after the first one, so around 8:45. Tomorrow, our tip-off is at 1:20. 3-2 called strike three, and Mendoza's upset about that. He thought he had a walk, instead called that on strikes. So here is Trey Cruz. Cruz is 1-for-4, singled and scored back in the second inning. It's the first pitch in the air to left field. Backpedaling is Glasser. Now he settles short of the track, and he makes the catch, and there are two outs. And with two outs, here is Max Anderson. Anderson has a home run, an RBI double, a single, and he has scored three times. Swing and a miss. And a pitch slider, and it's 0-1. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. The windup and the 0-2. Low, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch just misses, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the eighth, 10-0 Erie. The 2-2 is fouled off out of play, and it remains 2-2. It looks like that Rochester is also trailing today, 10-0. The windup, and now the 2-2, and it's a ground ball towards second. Up with that is Pena, and he throws on to first in time for the out, and that does it. We head to the ninth. Senators trailing 10-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
And on Tuesday, April 15th, it's Jackie Robinson Day.
50-50 number is 124-891. 124-891. 50-50. Congratulations. If that's your ticket, be sure to stop at the place to get services before you leave to receive your winnings. It's time for the dance camp. Get on your feet, show us your best moves. You might see yourself on the UPNC Parking Award.
Top half of the ninth inning, 10-0 Erie. Matt Selinger is on for the Seawolves. And it's CJ Stubbs, Joe Narano, and Caden Wallace for the Senators. Tell you what, my writing is awful. Well, I don't write much outside of keeping score. It'll get better as the next week or two. I'll get more used to writing as the first pitch misses inside to C.J. Stubbs, and it's one ball and no strikes. Summers went two innings. He walked one and struck out two, and he faced seven batters. The 1-0 pitch misses, and it's 2-0 as it is misting, raining again. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 is in for a strike, and it's 2-1. The 2-1 is hit in the air, foul on the first base side. And this one is into the stands and out of play. And the count is 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 is ground ball fair down the first baseline. Over to cut this one off in right field is Allen, but Stubbs is on at first with the third hit of the game for the Senators and his first hit. So a man on and... here is Joe Naranjo. Naranjo has struck out twice, and he has walked. They play behind Stubbs at first base, which you'd figure they would do, as the first offering is a in for a strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing on a pitch up, and it's 1-1. 10 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Erie. No runs on three hits and an error for the Senators. The 1-1 is a bouncer along the first baseline foul. The count is one ball and two strikes. I'll have a look at the scores from the games going on now and the schedule for later tonight in the post-game show. That is coming up after the ball game is over. One ball and two strikes. Runner goes. The pitch misses in. 2-2. That is a defensive indifference. Nationals are just underway in the first inning. They are just 1-6. Had a lead in the game last night. Couldn't hold it. They're hosting the Diamondbacks, who are 5-3. Dodgers and Phillies are just underway in Philadelphia. 2-2, misses away. Full count 3-2. Final earlier, the Tigers beat the White Sox 7-2. Three-two pitch is a ground ball to first. Up with that is the first baseman, Holton. He takes it to the bag. And after C.J. Stubbs had taken third on defensive indifference, he scores on the RBI ground out by Naranjo. So Naranjo with an RBI. It's a 10-1 game. And here is Caden Wallace. One out in the ninth. Now the mist. It is just mist, not really rain, but it's pretty heavy now. First pitch is fouled off straight back. Tomorrow is a 1:35 start, just like today. No rain in the forecast tomorrow, just cold. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off straight back, and the count is now 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Jeremy De La Rosa is on deck. The 0-2 breaking ball stays high. That looked like one of those knuckle curves. 1-2. Right-hander ready on the 1-2 pitch. Popped up foul straight back. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2 is in the dirt, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Caden Wallace. Matt Selinger, the right-hander, ready and delivers. And that is popped up near the Senators dugout. Down to have a look is Holton, the first baseman, but that's out of play. And so it remains 2-2. Wallace waiting on the right-hander and the pitch. High, and it's a full count, 3-2. Dylan Cruz for the Nationals is off to a slow start. I think I saw that last night, his first hit of the season. So that is definitely a slow start. 3-2 pitch is hit in the air to center field. Backing up is Malgeri. As he backpedals, he makes the catch, and there are two outs, and here is Jeremy De La Rosa. De La Rosa, left-handed batter, has walked, hit a fly ball to left, and he has struck out. First pitch, swing and a miss. And a pitch down, and the count is 0-1. Selinger asks for time so we can tie his shoe. No balls and a strike on De La Rosa. Just three hits this afternoon for the Senators as the 0-1 pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-1. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch. That's popped up, foul, and out of play off to the left. The pitch is high. Two balls and two strikes. And the 2-2 pitch hit high in the air out into fairly deep right center field, but playable as Malgeri drifts back with it, and he makes the catch, and that ends the ball game. A run on a hit, no errors, and nobody left. And for the second straight day, the Senators plate just one run, and they fall today by a final score of 10-1. So a couple of rough ones to start the season for the Senators, but the good news is a win tomorrow, and they leave here just 1-2. And so instead of a six-game series where maybe things won't go well, the Senators have a shot with a win tomorrow to take a lot of the sting out of the first two games of the season. All right, stay tuned. I'll be back with the post-game show that is coming your way next here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Well, the second straight day of a tough one for the Senators here in Erie. Last night, they fell 5-1 in the season opener. A four-run fourth inning did them in. And today, it was a pair of four-run innings, one in the first and one in the second. So in the last two games, in the first two games, the Senators now have given up four runs in an inning three different times, and they have scored just two runs between the two games in total. The final totals today for Erie, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and they stranded five. For the Senators, a run on three hits and an error, and they left six. The winning pitcher, Dylan Smith, 1-0, and the loser, Dustin Sines, 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 40 minutes, and there were 1,632 people here at UPMC Park. On what started out to be a pretty warm afternoon, I think it's still fairly warm, just misty rain as the day has gone on. Erie is now 2-0, and the Senators are 0-2. Again, the final game of the series tomorrow afternoon, 1:35 game time, 1:21st pitch with Jarlin Susana on the mound for the Senators. I'll take taking a look here at what's going on in the Eastern League, and then talk more about this ball game to wrap things up. Somerset 6-2 over Hartford into the bottom of the ninth inning in Hartford. In the second in Altoona, it's scoreless between Chesapeake and Altoona. At 5:15, Portland is at Reading. At 6 o'clock, 6:05, Akron is at Richmond. Binghamton at New Hampshire, they have been postponed. And it looks like they're going to shoot for a doubleheader tomorrow. In the major leagues, the Diamondbacks and the Nationals are in the first inning. It is scoreless, but the Diamondbacks are threatening. Also in the first inning, the Yankees and Pirates are scoreless. The Orioles and the Royals are scoreless. In the seventh inning, Twins are leading the Astros 6-1 in Minnesota. The Cubs 4-0 over the Padres in the sixth. The Phillies have scored a run in the first, and they lead the Dodgers 1-0. The Mets are hosting the Blue Jays tonight at 7:10. The Reds and the Brewers, Marlins and the Braves tonight. The Athletics are in Colorado. The Mariners are in San Francisco. The Guardians are in L.A. to take on the Angels. Well, they're in Anaheim, actually. They're not in L.A. They're called L.A. Angels, but they're not in L.A. And the Tigers beat the White Sox earlier today 7-2. Well, the Senators were out of this one pretty early. They went 1-2-3 in the first two innings, and meanwhile, Erie scored four runs in the first and four in the second. The runs in the first inning came out of nowhere, and I say that because in the first inning, Carlos Mendoza on a 1-0 count grounded out. Trey Cruz struck out on four pitches. And then Dustin Sines, who looked like might have a quick first inning on en route maybe to a good ball game, allowed a home run to Max Anderson, no big deal, a single to Justice Bigby, and then his undoing. A walk, and a walk, and he was done. So it was 2-0 when he left, and then Brady Allen hit a ball to shortstop Cortland Lawson, and Cortland threw the ball away on the play at first base. Two more runs scored, made it 4-0. With Miguel Gomez on the mound in the second inning, he gave up three consecutive hits and then a three-run home run. And that was it for Erie until the seventh inning when, with two outs and nobody on base, they came up with They came up with a triple and a single to score a couple of runs. So Dustin Sines today, two-thirds of an innings, a couple of hits, four runs, two earned, three walks, a strikeout, and he allowed a home run, faced seven batters. Miguel Gomez, an inning and two-thirds, four hits, four runs. They were earned, a walk, two strikeouts. He allowed a home run. Then Holden Powell pitched an inning and two-thirds clean, struck out a batter. Junior Santos, two innings, two walks and a strikeout. Then Tyler Schaaf, an inning, four hits, two runs. They were earned, a walk and a strikeout. And Marquise Grissom went an inning and a strikeout. The Senators scored their only run in the ninth inning. C.J. Stubbs singled. He moved to second and third on defensive indifference and scored on a ground out by Joe Naranjo. The three hits today for the Senators, a double by Philip Glasser, a single by Dalen Lyle, who hit the ball hard today three times, and C.J. Stubbs with that single in the ninth inning. So another rough one today for the Senators against Erie. They have dropped the first two games of this series, and they'll take the field tomorrow, hoping for a win to get out of Erie at just 1-2 and head home. Big pick-me-up day tomorrow. Again, Jarlin Susana, big prospect for the Nationals organization, is on the mound tomorrow. All right, for Torrey Gates, Matthew Vargo, and Kobe Martin back in the studio, I'm Terry Bibram. Thanks for listening to Harrisburg Senators this afternoon on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks, everyone.